And joining me right now here on the Mark Moses Show, this guy does a great job, is a local broadcaster and PA announcer. Here's my good friend, JC Myerholtz. My man, how you doing today?
It's been a while, Mark. I've been pretty busy with Florida Tech and substitute teaching. So have a break today and glad we can hook up.
Yeah, you have been a busy man. So have I. I want to start with this with you real quick to, you know, to kick off the week. We got all these things going on, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup, baseball's in full swing. You, over the last couple of years, did a great job as the PA announcer there at, you know, Space Coast Stadium for USSSA Pride. But I saw a message, they're not going to have a team this summer. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, so I've been with USSSA for 7 years. I mean, I kind of picked up from them when the Manatees, you know, left town.
Yeah.
I was with the Manatees for like 12 years. So I was very fortunate to hook up with the USSSA, and I'll still be doing some youth baseball and softball tournaments, either PA or play-by-play, but the actual pro softball team, for whatever reason, they're not able to field a team this year. It probably has something to do with the league they're in. You know, the league might be a little fledgling. So what I was told was recently, when I met with them about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they're going to try and get something going for 2025. But 2024, they're going to take a year off.
Okay, that's the latest update. I saw that as well. And again, they all did a great job there at the complex, and it's a very sad story, but that is the latest update. There will not be USSSA Pride softball games this summer. But like you said, they constantly have tournaments going on there. I know Vieira baseball, the high school team, will play there as well. So again, you will be doing some of those things moving forward.
Yeah, it's a mixture of youth baseball and youth softball tournaments. And, of course, during the summer, school is out. So they'll have something going on just about every weekend. And I'm usually picked to work selected tournaments. So, yeah, I'm definitely open to, you know, keep busy up there and, you know, contribute and do some announcing.
You know, the last couple of years, I've been out there helping out when the teachers play the other teachers. You know, the event in May that kind of ends the school year. We got to do some research. I hope they're doing that again, right? Because that's a great event.
You know, I'm anticipating that I will get a call or a text from Bernie Gunther, who's gives me a lot of good work from time to time. I really appreciate Bernie. In fact, I just met with him about a half hour ago just to say hi to him. And so, the school games.
Yeah, the middle schools. I've gone there for years. I threw out the first pitch last 2 years, and you've gotten the distinct honor of calling that, me throwing out the first pitch. So I hope we could do it again, buddy.
Yes, Manatee and Suntree and also the other schools that are up in that area.
Great.
It's usually four teams, and, you know, it's usually a doubleheader. Two teams play, you know, seven innings, and they have another game, and I've been doing the public address. So I'm anticipating in about a month or so as school is ending. That I'll be doing that doubleheader again. Yeah.
How was Florida Tech sports? Like, are you now wrapped up for the season? What's up?
Well, we're just about wrapped up. It's been a tough year for softball and baseball. In fact, softball's done. They just lost 2 out of 3 to Barry, so their season's over. And baseball will be ending. No postseason there either. Got a game against Rollins this Wednesday at 5 o'clock. And then final series against Palm Beach Atlantic, not this weekend, but the following weekend. And that'll do it for baseball. Men's lacrosse is in the second round of their tournament, you know, for men's lacrosse. And they're actually playing Rollins up in Winter Park Wednesday. So, yeah, things are pretty much wrapping up.
So you're going to be have some free time, huh, over the next couple of weeks. Is that what's up?
A little bit too much free time. I'll be looking around for some summer work to try and you know, fill in the gaps. I am going over to St. Pete, not this weekend, but the following weekend, to see my beloved Mets, who have awakened from their 0-5 start, and they have won 5 consecutive series, although they got blasted 10-0 by the Dodgers yesterday, and I just hope that's an aberration.
So are you excited then for your New York Mets?
I feel a lot better after that 0-5 start. I don't know what's happened to the team. Maybe they woke up or had a metamorphosis. But, they're looking pretty good. Now, Francisco Alvarez is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. He's their rookie catcher. He's not even 22 years old, but he was rounding first and stumbled, and he put his hand down on the dirt to try and maintain his balance. And he, like, sprained the ligament in his thumb. He's going to have surgery. So they say 6 to 8 weeks. So what would that be? Maybe the 4th of July
he'll
be back. So that really hurts because he's becoming a star. You know, low average hitter, but hits home runs. Pretty good job handling the pitching staff. So Robert Nieto just got promoted from Syracuse, and he's going to, you know, help out with the catching. They got Omar Narvaez, who's okay, but he's not Francisco Alvarez. So the Mets have to get over that adversity, and I think everybody else is pretty healthy.
It's early. Like, we're not even at June 1st yet. That's when I kind of start taking it seriously with the records. But as usual, it's Braves, Phillies, Mets. Is that how you look at this division where it's going to be a three-team race? Or do you have a team that is a favorite in this division?
Well, I think you got to go with the Braves. I mean, assuming they stay healthy, and of course, you know, even the great teams, if they have a bunch of injuries, they're probably going to struggle a little bit. But assuming the Braves, you know, stay healthy, and they just lost Strider, one of their best pitchers, to Tommy John surgery. So he's not even going to be back until the middle part of next year or maybe a little bit later. But I don't know what it is with the Braves. They can just plug in guys, and they're going to be fine. So they're still the favorite. You know, the Phillies are good. And, you know, the Mets, I mean, they're kind of redoing their pitching staff. And, you know, to me, it's all about pitching. You know, I got a great quote from the former Pirates manager.
Jim Leland? Who are you going with?
Jim Leland, yeah. My brother told me about this. This sounds like Jim Leland. So let me just say this, and, you know, hopefully this goes for every team, whether you're hot or you're cold. So a reporter asked Jim Leland one time, I don't know, he might have been Pat Magic, the Tigers or the Pirates, but a reporter said, hey, Jim, you know, your team has a lot of momentum right now. You're playing really well. Do you think you can keep it up? And Leland said, momentum is tomorrow's starting pitcher.
It's a good way of looking at it. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've always been an admirer of Jim Leland. So, yeah, I mean, if the Mets can get their pitching going, I mean, they play the Giants tonight for a 3-game series in San Francisco. So hopefully they right the ship. But, they're playing pretty well.
All right, I want to tell you something from the bottom of my heart, JC. So my White Sox are off to their worst start in the history of the franchise, which goes back to the late 1800s. As of Monday, they are 3-18. They might lose, I don't know, 120 games. That's on the table. I'm in shock. How can you be that bad in today's baseball? How?
Well, you know, maybe those. You know, I know you're a diehard White Sox fan, so I hope it doesn't happen. But I've been waiting for a long time for someone to break the Mets record of 1962 when they went 40-120.
Oh.
So. I don't think that should happen to any team. So I'll root for the White Sox to, you know, kind of get things together. But yeah, if the White Sox break that record, that'll be a little bit of an elephant off the Mets back as far as their history. Now, the good news about 1962 was the Mets had two games rained out and they didn't make them up. So they only played 160.
Oh, okay. That gives me hope. Thank you, JC. I appreciate it. Yeah. I really do. It's funny. They're 3-18. You have, like, the Houston Astros, they're dead last with 7 wins. And, like, I know, again, it's super early. But there's some, man, there's some teams that got off to rough starts. Marlins have 6 wins. Rockies have 5 wins. Man, this is bad. Here's what's funny, though.
Well, you know what? I think out of all those teams, certainly the Astros, I mean, they have too much talent. Maybe they've had, you know, a few injuries. I think they're waiting for is Verlander with the Astros or is he with
you know
Texas?
What?
I'm trying to remember.
That's a great question because he constantly goes back and forth where he did nothing for your Mets. He must be back with the Astros. He's also like 40 years old. So who knows what happened?
I know the Astros have some injuries waiting for some people to come back, but I think their regular players are healthy. I mean, Bergman's playing, Altuve. So I think the Astros will get things together because, you know, look at the Mets. They start out 0-5 and then all of a sudden they've broken out and they're playing good baseball. It's tough to win 5 consecutive series, and I know it's only April, but the fact the Mets have done that, I mean, that's a good run.
It is a good run. How about the Yankees from the standpoint, they get Juan Soto, and he looks like the MVP so far. Are you shocked by this, or is it finally the Yankees are turning it on?
I think the Yankees are probably the pick to win the division. You know, my older brother Dave, who is just a great brother, he's a Yankee fan, so sometimes we butt heads on our respective New York sports teams. And I don't dislike the Yankees as much as I did in the Reggie Thurman Munson days in the late 70s, which was like 45 years ago. So I don't really mind the Yankees too much. I mean, I root for the Rays first. And again, I'm going over to the Mets-Rays game in about 11 days.
You're ready.
I'm looking forward to that. But, yeah, the Yankees look good. And, you know, I think they would be my pick to win the division. But, you know, the Orioles obviously are very good. I think the Rays are okay. The Red Sox are surprising pretty much because they're getting, I guess, unexpected, you know, good pitching. And, you know, the Blue Jays should be good. That whole division,
I mean,
you could have two wild cards come out of that division, which I think has happened before.
Yeah, they had multiple ones last couple of years. Yeah, dead last is the Rays. They got 12 wins above 500.
Yeah.
That's going to be wild. Are you going for multiple games or just one game when you go to the Trop?
I'm just going to go for one game on Friday night, so I'll substitute teach, get out of here probably about 2 o'clock, get over to St. Pete. And then I'll stay over Saturday night with my friends. We'll go to a sports bar and watch the Saturday game. But I've got a Sunday 3 p.m. Florida Tech baseball game I got to get back for. Otherwise, I probably would go to at least, you know, two games. So that's not this weekend, but the following weekend. Now, I do have to tell you something about this weekend. I'm going to be really busy.
What? What's going on?
Well, this is hard to believe. A youth football tournament at Daytona Stadium. I mean, I didn't know youth football had a spring season, but they're having some sort of, like, championship tournament. So I'm doing the public address, and it's all the younger ages. I think it was actually a 6 and under, if you can believe that, and going up to, like, 12 and 14 under. So I'll be doing the public address, 7 games on Saturday, 6 on Sunday.
Oh.
Starts at 8 a.m., and it'll be about a 12-hour day. And then Sunday I'll be one less game, evidently. It'll be a 10-hour day. But I'll be getting up around 4:30 in the morning on Saturday to drive up to Daytona, which, you know, is a good hour away. It's not bad.
Yeah. Oh, man. Man, oh, man.
So I'm really moving up. Hey, I'm really moving up in the world, doing some youth football.
I like it. Are you going to spend the night in Daytona or drive back?
Fortunately, I got a great female friend, Kathy, I'm going to spend the night with. She's a wonderful gal.
Oh, really?
You know, saves me on the commute.
You'll pass out. You're going to, Saturday night, you're going to pass out then get up again. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, Kathy is a great friend I've known since the second grade. We grew up together in, you know, Dobbs Ferry, New York. So we'll get together for a couple of hours and I'll go to bed because it's the same
you're
thing next day
out. At
8 a.m. first game and got to get over there.
Yeah, so. You're going to pass out after a while. Well, you're going to be a busy bee. That's exactly what's going to happen there. Then you go to the Mets game. All right, here's my fun question for you, J.C. Meyerholtz. You do a great job. How many different stadiums have you seen the New York Mets play in? And think about it for a minute.
Okay, I think I can answer that. Well, obviously, you know, Shea Stadium at Citi Field. When I moved from California back to Florida, 2003, it was August, and I timed it beautifully because I saw the Mets and the Astros in Houston at, you know, the new ballpark. It was called Enron Field, I guess, back then. Minute Maid right now, Minute Maid Park. So that was 2003. So I saw the Mets and Astros there. I saw them a lot in California when I lived out there 15 years. I saw them in L.A. and in San Diego.
Ooh, so this is a good answer.
Other stadiums, the Marlins.
Yes.
I've been down there a couple times, saw them there. And I am going to see them in St. Pete. And I think that's it. So I've covered the West Coast and the East Coast pretty well, but I haven't seen them in the Midwest except for Houston.
I have seen the Mets play, well, you know, in Port St. Lucie, see the team every year. I saw them play the Cardinals at New Busch Stadium randomly, and this is what's a weird fact. I saw them, so in 2018, I saw the Mets at the Cardinals, and in 1998 at the old stadium, I saw the Mets and Cardinals play with Mike Piazza on the team. I remember this. So I've seen him in multiple stadiums.
I wish I could have been there with you. I would not have known you at the time if I showed up, but good for you.
I've seen the Pale Hose, the other term they don't use anymore, the White Sox. I've seen them at Old Comiskey, New Comiskey. I've seen them at the Washington Nationals Park in D.C. I've seen them at the Trop, and I've seen them at Marlins Park. So that's how many. I like this game. We're going to have to continue this with what stadiums we've seen our teams play in. I like this.
You know what? This really goes back in time. I think it was like 1968 or 69. I mean, when I was like 7 or 8 years old. And again, I'm really a Met fan, but I went to a Yankees-White Sox game at Shea Stadium, and Luis Aparicio was the shortstop
nice
for the White Sox. And I think Jim Lytle was playing center field for the Yankees, and Roy White was probably in left field. That was 68 or 69, so I don't know why I would remember that, but I do remember they were playing the White Sox. And then I saw the White Sox over in Tampa Bay probably about 10 years ago, and I think that those are probably the only times I've seen your beloved White Sox.
Okay, here's the bucket list. What I want to do this summer, I want to fly up to New York City. I want to see Yankee Stadium, and I will go also to Citi Field. Could I pull this off? I need to find a weekend where maybe it'd be cool if I could do like the Saturday doubleheader. I don't know if I could pull that off where one's early, one's at night, but I want to do this in one weekend. Do you think I could pull it off?
Well, it's a crossover strategy. You got to look at the Met and Yankee schedules and say, oh, the Yankees will be in town, but they're leaving town, and oh, here come the Mets.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually there might be a day separation between like the Yankees will leave town and the Mets will come in, or vice versa. So, yeah, you just have to look at both schedules and say, okay, when am I going to go? June or July? Okay, what looks good? Yeah. Oh, this looks good. I'd like to kind of do the same thing with the Cubs and the White Sox. I've never been to Wrigley Field.
I don't know if I want to go
to Comiskey, but I'd want to do the same thing as you'd be doing in New York, try and catch, you know, two ballparks.
Yeah, I would love to do this. You got to go to Wrigley Field. You have to do it. You have to. The other one is I think about, can I just fly up to Atlanta and see that Braves stadium? Like, could I just go for the day? Like, could I just drive to, you know, the Melbourne airport or Orlando airport? Because it's like an hour flight. Can I just fly up there? Then, I don't know, is there like, can I take an Uber and go see that battery? Because they say it's amazing. I want to go do that and see the Braves. Maybe we see your Mets. Would you join me for that?
Well, definitely, yeah. I did go to Turner Field in two different years, and one game was against the Mets, the other one was against the Rockies. I was heading up to Knoxville to see a good friend of mine and just driving up I-75 and figured, oh, I got to stop, see the Braves. And, yeah, that worked out pretty well. But, of course, they've left Turner Field. And, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing the new ballpark, which I hear it's in a better part of town and better access.
Yeah, it's like north, kind of a suburb. That's just like, how do you get there? This is the things I have to figure out. We will do this. My thing, and I'll end with this here with JC, and I appreciate coming on. The flights to New York are super cheap from Florida, and you can get a flight every hour, right? I'm telling you, there are flights nonstop. The hotels are insane in New York right now, where it's going to cost you. So if you're going for a weekend, that's the heads up I have for people, where it might cost you $200 or $300, depending. Like, if you want to stay in Manhattan, dude, it's super expensive, and then you know they're going to have these, like, hidden hotel fees. That's what scares me, JC.
Well, it'd be nice to try and pick up some friends in that area, and you go stay with them.
So, oh, but, man, that's awesome. Yeah, all right.
Which has worked for me well in the past. I don't have as many friends up in, like, New York and New Jersey as I used to, but I do have a few. So I'm hoping next summer I can get up to Citi Field, which I've been at two different years, and the Jackie Robinson Rotunda is fabulous.
Yeah.
And then the Mets have a Hall of Fame. You know, the Mets Hall of Fame, they have a store there. They have a lot of good mementos from the past, so I want to check that out again.
I want to see that, and we're just looking ahead to stuff to do this summer. I want to go to Yankee Stadium, and I want to see that Monument Park in the outfield where it has, you know, Babe Ruth and Reggie Jackson, and I want to take my photo out there. That's on my bucket list, JC.
I think they still provide tours out there.
Yeah.
So you should be able to
I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to do that, and might as well. I mean, you only live once. Let's do it. And the other one is, I got to see Fenway Park. Have you ever seen it before?
Yeah, you know, it's been probably 30 years, but in 1984, I saw the Tigers play the Red Sox in Fenway, and that was the Tigers on their way to their 35-5 start. And beating the Padres in the World Series, you know, they won an insane number of games. And, yeah, they won the whole thing. So, I remember that. And a couple of other years I went as well. So, yeah, I've been to Fenway, but it's been a long time. And it's a lot tougher to get a ticket there now. I mean, back then, you could almost go up to the window and buy a $25 ticket. But now the games are, like, sold out, and you got to go through StubHub or some other method.
You have to go to Wrigley. You have to do it. You're going to love it so much. You're just going to be in shock. And the renovations they've made is incredible. It really is.
Well, if I can figure out a way to be independently wealthy, that will be on my bucket list.
Okay, that's number one on the list. We got to work on that. Okay?
Yeah.
So, now I'm laughing. JC, my man, thank you so much for coming on, and hope I can get you on again sometime. All right?
I appreciate it, Mark. Thanks.